Hello everybody, I'm back, and this segment is, all of my segments actually, you can get used to them being kind of raw, you know, a little uncut, not in a way that I'm going to be vulgar, just, it's raw, it's real. I want you to hear the wind blowing through the leaves, the sound of the wind blowing through the leaves on the tree, the cars driving by, people having fun, kids outside playing, children I should say, and I'm hoping that I can be a little glimmer of hope for people that are loners or consider themselves loners or deem themselves to be loners. That's pretty much what's been happening to me off and on for about 2 years. But this time, I feel like I have to actually accept the fact that majority of my time will be spent alone with myself. I feel like it's peaceful, and I want people to know that they are not alone. Even if you are in a completely different state or country from me, you're still not alone, because there are people like you out in the world. You just have to know that somewhere right now, my family or tribe or one of my brothers or sisters are out shopping right now, working on, you know, business ideas, reading, exercising, being creative, outside watching the birds fly, listening to the wind. Riding a bike, driving their car, or maybe at home alone by themselves, just like you. And it's not all bad. So don't let nasty, negative, or bad thoughts convince you that everything is just gloomy and that there is no hope and that there isn't a better way or, you know, joy to be obtained or embraced. Don't let you get in your own way. And make certain that you figure out, you use the time to figure out what it is that brings you peace, what it is that you like to do. Don't sit and sulk or be angry or bitter or negative or pessimistic. Don't feel like life is completely unfair. Just take a deep breath in and out. Inhale, exhale. Just embrace the silence, especially if you are like me and used to just go every which way, wandering the earth, even from state to state, person to person, friend group to friend group, family member to family member, trying to figure out who you are, what you like, where do you fit in. But the thing is, you might not fit in. You might be a leader. And you should be happy about that. Not prideful. Not proud in an arrogant way. But just happy that you have been marked for greatness. You should be happy that you get to stick out like a sore thumb. You should be happy that you, in all your insecurities, in all the dark or negative way or light that you see yourself in, that even throughout and through all of that, sorry, fly is bothering me. I guess that's a con. Flies and bees invading your space. However, anyhow, you should be happy that no matter in what negative way you view yourself, that you actually are a person that has a lot of leadership qualities. But if you don't dig deep within, you won't find them. If you don't ask God to lead you and guide you, you always feel lost. Music. I like to see people having a good time, not being destructive humans or evil or wicked. And although everybody has a dark side that they really want to get rid of, I mean, you know, people who want to do better and be better, they don't want to really hold on tightly to their dark side as if it's their friend. Some weaknesses I hear are actually strengths, and that may be true. However, you don't want to brand yourself with, you know, unpleasant traits that you have or ways. You want to flow and be flexible. Music. Yeah, everything is not all bad. And if you have a habit of thinking that everything is all bad, you may need to take some time to reprogram your mind and talk to yourself verbally, verbalize it out loud, that everything is not all bad. It's okay to be silly, to have a sense of humor. It's okay to see the bright side of life. It's okay to be optimistic. But to be optimistic doesn't mean to be naive. It's just like everything in life, you need balance. You need to be well balanced emotionally, mentally, and even physically regarding or pertaining to diet, eating habits. What you put inside your body, like smoking, drinking, drugs. It's okay to pause for a minute, for a moment, just like that. Just to be. Don't get swallowed up whole by society, the world, and its ways. Do what's right. Be true. If you don't know what that looks like, then there are plenty of resources to find out. You can pretty much type in anything into the Google search engine. Like, pretty much anything. And there will be hundreds, thousands, maybe even millions of results that you can use, or articles, forums, that you can use as a tool. And then go apply it. And day by day, take it day by day. And just work on improving whatever you want to improve. Whatever area you feel like you need to be better in. And I know I don't sound so enthusiastic because life is already loud. Thoughts are already loud. Worries are already loud enough. Our minds are already loud. So I just want this to be a space of safety, peace, it's something about being outside, it makes me feel better. Now, it's even okay to take a walk. Excuse me. Even if you have a vehicle, if you live in, you know, whatever neighborhood, urban, rural, it doesn't matter. It's okay to take a walk, even for 5 minutes. Walk around your house. If you live in a high-rise or apartment building or a townhome, townhouse, condo, go outside and walk. At work, go outside and walk. On your break. If you work outside, stretch. Expand. Limbs. Wiggle your toes. Get off of the phone. Don't scroll so much through social media. Take an hour away from your phone. Help somebody, a pet, an insect, a person, an organization. Doesn't have to be, you know, provision isn't only regarding finances. Someone's on a moped. It's gonna get loud. Or a motorcycle or something. Yep, it's pretty loud. But you know what? That's what I mean. Life is already loud enough. But help someone. It'll make you feel better. It's never too late to start doing anything different. Trying something new. You know, embracing new challenges. This guy, kind of wish he would have, you know, kind of chop liver. That was a bit of an interruption. However, I'm gonna let it go. I feel like I have bigger fish to fry. Not in a way that I'm gonna let it stress me out or be overwhelmingly concerned and worried. Just in a way that I know I get to feel productive as opposed to being lazy. I like the feeling of being productive, of accomplishing goals, achieving things that I've dreamed since childhood. Doesn't have to be anything grandiose. Even if it's a better relationship with a particular family member, to reconcile with an old friend, or to work where I've always wanted to work. It doesn't matter. We are all here just checking things off on our list, whether it be to ameliorate internally, whether it be to obtain a degree, cleaning up our rooms or homes. We are all here every day just checking off things on the list, from minor things to major things. And you have free will, so just do what is right, what is true, and what will actually help you, even if you take baby steps. So this guy's coming back around, and I feel like that's my cue, because it's already 17 minutes, and I'm gonna end it here. See you later.